Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Live in the studio, it's Milk People. So many moving parts in this music. It's fun to watch you play, you guys. When you can, if you want to talk, you have to talk on these black mics because I'm turning everything else off right now.
Hello.
Do you know who's really working hard? James is working hard.
James is always working hard.
James is working because music like this, everybody's got their part to play, and everybody's sort of got to figure out, you know, what they're doing in the moment. But you've got to listen to everything to keep it all together. You're a fine drummer, sir, and it's nice to meet you. Yeah. Ridiculous thing to do for a living, but still. You're very good at it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Great. I have no idea where to begin with this music. It's you call it Dracula pop.
Yeah. I think that's the only thing that really makes sense.
I can see why. You know? It's spooky.
Yeah. It's spooky, but it makes you dance.
Yeah, there's something very happy about it.
Yeah.
Even though it reminds me of blood-drinking Dracula people.
Yep.
Isn't that a strange juxtaposition?
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's very cool.
That's what we do best.
Who writes the lyrics for these songs?
Emma and... I'm Nigel. And
it's Nigel. Hi,
Garrett
Nigel.
And I. Hey, man.
Hello.
Talking to the mic, Gator.
Yeah, use the microphone.
Yeah, that'll help a lot.
Have you been drinking, Gator?
No.
Okay, good. Just checking. What are you writing about?
Well, Fulton Time is kind of about that... I'm gonna look at you over the monitor.
Oh, no, sorry about this computer screen.
Man, you didn't make it. Don't worry about it. Fulton Time's about that feeling right before you go to bed, how you kind of can't escape all those thoughts in the back of your head that you've really been... Oh, nice.
Hey, I can't see Gator now, but I can see.
That's perfect. That's for the best anyway. But it's just about those terrible kind of existential crises you have right as you try to drift off to sleep.
Oh, my God, I'm so familiar with that feeling.
I think more people are than will admit.
It's angst. It's,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what? It's fear of death. I'm convinced of it. Whatever it is you're thinking about, really, all it really boils down to is mortality.
Fear the next step.
Makes sense.
Good morning. It's John here on Kegs 93.5. So right, it's about that the sort of twilight moment before.
Yeah.
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 Exactly.
Are you consciously like trying to match the lyrics to the sound of that the band makes?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's like it's a project for you to do this thing. You're not wearing. I'm thinking this would be a band that would, like, in the 70s, you would wear makeup.
Oh, hell yeah.
You'd look like, you know, you'd do that, not Kiss, but Bowie. Yeah,
thank you.
Right?
Yeah.
This, Terry, our bassist,
disagrees.
Stop fighting back on that one.
But you know what, Terry, you're not going to look great in makeup, dude.
No.
You're a fine-looking, strapping gentleman.
I got to interrupt. You have not seen him in makeup.
True. Have you seen him in makeup?
Only I have.
I've seen him a lot of ways.
Tell us more. We'd love to know about that. That's great. So now, let's talk about the actual music itself. You've been recording?
Yeah. We actually, that's why we came out to LA and San Clemente for a little bit. We're doing some recordings for our new album.
From Nashville. I know I'm jumping around subjects here a little bit, but Nashville's famously a songwriter's town, but it's really a country thing.
Yeah, I mean...
Mostly.
I think there's a lot more going on than just that now, but it's definitely, that's the predominant scene and industry.
I can't see you guys in a coffee shop doing a songwriter in the round.
Yeah.
We did a lot of those. Busting out the accordion and the acoustics,
really?
Baby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you could do like a stripped back sort of acoustic set.
Yeah, we played a really cool acoustic, like really wild house party in Murfreesboro the other night, and it's a hell of a time.
I'm sure it's interesting.
Yeah.
But this is what you guys want to do, and this is what the sound is, because we've been playing What I Thought, the track What I Thought.
Oh, awesome.
And we like it a lot. It's in rotation here on the station. So we probably owe you money. So I don't know how we're going to figure that out. So you've come to do some recording over here.
Yeah.
And finish up, an album or an EP?
Right now we're just kind of laying down the tracks for kind of the demos to the whole album, just make sure it's all where we want it to be before we go and track it all, because we really prefer to track as live as possible, just get the feeling of us all playing together, and then do kind of as few overdubs as possible.
Yeah, play like a band. Yeah. Well, you sound great. Will you play us another song?
Yeah.
Well, if Emma's willing.
Okay. James is like, well, I've put the drums up, might as well. You know, listen, we'd love to hear another song, and then I'll tell you what I'm going to do, because if we've gone over the 10 o'clock hour, we'll play a song, then I'll play the news headlines, and then we'll come back and chat a bit more, all right?
Excellent.
So it's Milk Sounds People great. From Nashville, Tennessee. So happy to have you in the studio, playing live in our Pearl Street studios here on the corner of Pearl Street and Pacific Coast Highway. You guys ready?
Ready.
Everybody all right? Let's make sure I've got everything switched on here. Yeah, there you go. All right. It's Milk People on KX 93.5.
ice enough to slip. I'll watch you through the window until the water drips. What if you were
are here, is here. When you say a band, you say is. The band is here.
Were.
No, people is.
You're not leaving, are you? I'm not done with you yet. So you say the band is here, don't you? But then when you say the band's name, Milk People is here, or do you say Milk People are here? And begin.
It's Milk People is, right?
Yeah,
it's
where
a,
are
it's
you?
A proper noun. It,
yeah, it's
we're
a noun.
Ones.
It's an LLC.
Right, Emma's saying that you are one. That's funny coming from you, but we have bands in here that look like LLCs.
Oh.
They come in and they're like, they've got a brand. They've got an idea of what they want to do and, you know.
We have no idea.
Yeah.
We don't know what.
No, and you guys are artists and you sound absolutely awesome. Tell us about that last song.
The song's called Under the Ground. It's on our last album, Hullabaloo, that we just released April. And that song is just kind of, it's one of the more sweet, subtle, but also like furious songs that we have on the album. I think it's interesting. So.
Still that sort of noir-y thing that you've got going on, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like it. So that's if you were picking a brand, that would be it. You're a band noir.
Band noir.
I feel like we've actually had that said about us before.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, I think somebody has it. Yeah. So maybe people we should stick with that.
Things.
Yeah.
People have said a lot of things about us. A
lot of things.
A lot of different directions.
Different
stuff.
Yeah.
Good.
Stuff and things, man.
You got some gigs, or you've been playing some gigs.
Yes.
Tell us what's going on there. You've got a gig coming, a big gig coming up in LA.
Yeah. We've got the show at the Whiskey on Friday night. We're playing at 10 o'clock, I believe. Mm-hmm. And tickets are $10 from us or $12 at the door. And we're really, really excited to be playing there.
And that's Thursday night.
Friday night.
Right, yeah. 10 o'clock at the Whiskey, the early show.
And we got some sneaky special surprises for everyone who comes out.
Do you really? Good.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so what can people expect without giving away too much stuff? What can people expect from the show?
A lot of blue.
Filth.
Uncomfortable handshakes and
Is it quite sweaty? Do you guys leap around a lot?
Yeah, it gets pretty. Yeah.
I imagine so.
I got a lot more. I came home from the show at Five Star Bar last night, and my sister's pointing out just like, I've got a lot of abrasions that I don't remember creating.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's the drugs and the booze.
Yeah.
Eventually you'll go to rehab, you'll do a whole thing in Rolling Stone. Everything will be fine.
Hullabaloo is one of my favorite narcotics.
I've done a lot of Hullabaloo this morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've been nominated for awards already, this band.
We have.
What's NEMA? Is that a Nashville thing?
Yeah, it's the
independent music, probably, yeah.
I think it's either independent or it's industry. I believe it's Independent Music Awards. So we were nominated for, I believe, like best indie rock band or pop band. Yeah. So that was cool.
That's cool. There's an Indieville TV award. That's a thing.
Yep.
Pop CD of the year and a bunch of stuff. So you must have a big following in Nashville. The show's pretty crazy about that.
It's pretty, it's pretty wild. It's pretty nice to be at a point where you're just asked to play pretty often by bands that you really like. Oh, I really like you guys. I've seen you a lot. I really haven't tried to talk to you because I kind of figured like,
you're pop stars. You seem very aloof to me.
Yeah. Especially aloof? James.
Not really.
Maybe a loofah.
I need one.
What is a loofah? Oh, it's the thing. I know what they are.
It's a living animal that you clean yourself with.
All right, so listen, it's very nice. Is there anything else I've missed out that you need to tell people, inform them of?
We're playing the Whiskey on Friday.
Yep.
Love to have you guys there.
Mm-hmm.
We got a new album coming out, and we're going to be releasing some singles coming up with that.
Is there a website or where should we... Obviously, you're all over the internet, but where specifically would you suggest people go?
Excellent question.
Mm-hmm.
Gator?
To find us...
Take your time, Gator.
You can whichever brand of engine searching you can use, and then you can go to the address bar.
Yeah, you can just pop on over to milkppl.com.
Address milkppl.com.
That's the website.
Address bar.
Good.
I don't have any control over his mic.
What
do
was
I?
It again then? Milkppl.com.
MilkPPL.
PPL. That's
Milk People will take you to it.
All right. Well, listen,
awful
we're stoked to be playing your music. Please keep us informed and send us more stuff, and we'll play it on the radio.
Thanks, man.
Because we love your brand of indie pop, noir, what did we say?
Dracula pop.
Yeah. Very cool. You guys have been very nice, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sweet. Live music on KX 93.5.